Everyone loves a good mystery novel. Indeed, you have read some that are absolutely page-turners, ones that have probably inspired you to try your hand at writing one. But this is not an easy task, especially for a genre like a mystery that blends topics like fiction, history, and sometimes even the supernatural. Hi everyone, I'm your host Akanksha Jain, and today I will be giving you some great tips so that you can also write the next bestseller mystery book. First, immerse yourself in mystery novels. Start engaging yourself in what mystery fiction should read and feel like. An excellent place to start is with the classic and renowned titles from the queen herself, Agatha Christie. She's also the mastermind behind binge-worthy titles such as Murder on the Orient Express and the ABC Murders. All are full of compelling detectives, memorable suspects, and have set the standard for a good murder mystery. Immersing yourself in the different worlds and stories can help spark creative ideas in you. You might pick up on authors' style or themes that you can apply in your own work. Once you have reached the end of a book and the truths are revealed, grab a pen and paper and return to the first page. Then, diligently go through the plot once again and note how authors like Agatha Christie share clues, leave room for wonder, and how the questions were slowly answered. Second, prepare the plotline thoroughly. Plot holes and a hurried ending can ruin a book, no matter how interesting the setup is. When you are writing a murder narrative or a detective story, iron out all the crime details before you start embellishing your story. Wisdom times list 6 interrogatives: what, why, when, where, who, and how. And how these questions are actually used by scientists and journalists to approach topic they write about. This can also be applied to writing mystery. Have a firm grasp of the 6 interrogatives of your plot and build your narrative and characters around it. Third, open with intrigue. The more intriguing, the better. You can excite your readers by positioning a significant event, a powerful character introduction, or a blaring question at the start of your story. It immediately sets the pace for strong psychological fiction and lets readers know that they are in for an exciting ride. Make sure to mix in many cliffhangers and open-ended questions to keep your audience longing to learn more with every chapter. Fourth, make characters multidimensional. In addition to an engaging plot, readers often stay for characters they have come to like. Whether your main character is an amateur sleuth or a professional detective, or even just someone who was unfortunately dragged along for the ride, readers want to see strong character development and believable relationships between characters. Take crime thriller novel Gone Girl, for instance. It became an instant classic because of the intriguing premise and the multidimensional characters with questionable moral compasses. The novel's so-called character, Amy Dunn, is definitely our anti-hero, but the readers end up rooting for her because of how empowered, cunning, and decisive she is. Finally, misdirect and mislead your readers. Try your best to convince readers the path they are heading on is the correct one and that they are successfully keeping up with the story, only to do a 180-degree turn at the end. As much as readers enjoy the gratification of confirming their suspicions, great mystery novels make them say, "I never saw that coming." Misdirection is part of the fun and it makes a more satisfying ending. Apart from these 5 tips, always remember to keep rereading and rewriting your work until you feel that you will enjoy the story if you were a first-time reader yourself. Then with your writing tips in mind, you're sure to keep the readers on the edge of their seats. Thank you for listening, guys. And if you enjoy this episode, then please share it with others and don't forget to subscribe. I will see you next time with another helpful guide.